little disappointed because I was here that night for 6 or 7 hours and waited. What do I do now? I don't understand. We tabled. Does that mean?
Yep, that means
do I have to come back?
No, sir. You don't have to come back.
You're just going to make a decision.
Make a decision
to me.
Then. Yep.
I have several more weeks to wait.
And if you wish, you can watch it on the internet if you have that available. This is broadcast live. You can watch it there or call the office the next day.
Okay. Next case, please.
The next case is number 11,966. The estate of Dorothy J. Wallen, seeking variances from the rear yard setback, section 115-25, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Elmwood Avenue East, approximately 1,177 feet south of Woodland Circle, Angola by the Bay. The 911 address is 23805 Elmwood Avenue East, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, map 18.09, parcel 2. We received 0 letters of opposition, 0 letters of support, and 0 mail returns. And specifically, the applicant is seeking a 6-foot rear yard variance for the deck and 15-foot variance from the rear yard for steps.
Okay.
Pulling up.
Steven, can you state your name and address for the record?
Well, my name is Mark Schumacher. I live at 918 East Maple Drive, Southampton, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Can you state your
name? My name is Gail Edwards. I live at 945 Churchill Road, Southampton, Pennsylvania.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board.
Good evening.
Tonight we're in front of you with the same situation as the two previous cases. However, ours is in existing condition. We're not filling anything. Myself and my sister-in-law here are the legal owners of the property, as mentioned, through the estate of our parents. And just to give you a little history on the property. The property was built in 1975. At the time the house was built, the rear deck that's in question, along with the egress stairway, were also built at the same time. When we decided to put the house up for sale recently, we were made aware of the fact that there may be some rear yard setback issues, that there were a number of them being identified in our development to Angola by the Bay. So we did a little research. We talked with the zoning department, and when they looked in the records, they did confirm that there was a deck that was built on the house in 1975 and approved previously, along with the stairway that was in question too. The variance that we're requesting from the setbacks, again, are backwards from what was stated. It's 15 feet variance for the rear, for the steps, and the deck is 6 foot. What the situation is, if you look on the property here, we have a pie-shaped property as well as everybody else that was testifying before you. The uniqueness of the property actually pushes the dwelling unit back when it was built. We do have an area behind us that is common ground between us and the waterway, as you see there on the Burton Prong. You'll see a gravel area that exists there. It's about 50 feet from our property to the edge of that. At one time, the waterway that used to be back up to that was built back in by the state that came in to fill in some areas there and protected those areas. With the uniqueness of the property cannot be built any further or developed out any further, so we feel that the existing condition here is what it's going to be for the rest of its life. We didn't create this situation. Our parents bought this house in 1995. At the time, that was not identified as an issue with the rear yard setback. So again, it is what it is when we purchased it as well. And there was nobody that explained to us that there was any kind of rear yard setback. Going back to the approval from the planning or the zoning department inspectors who came out to approve it, I can only assume that they must have looked at the rear yard at the time, which didn't have the gravel section, and thought the property extended back further because, again, they do acknowledge they have it on file as an approved property and approved project. As far as the essential character of the neighborhood, we're not changing anything. This has been in existence for 42 years. It is what it was back then. It's not changed one bit. And again, the minimum variances that we're requesting are the 15-foot variance from the required 20 rear yard for the steps and 6-foot variance for the required rear yard deck.
All right, sir.
Anything else?
No. That's it. You said it all.
All right, we'll see if we have any questions from members of the board. I'm going to start with you, Mrs. McGee.
So you're being, you're putting it up for sale and you're being proactive.
That's correct. We want to correct the problem for the next centers to come in. I believe there's a legal nonconformity that was established here back when it was approved some 42 years ago. Perhaps a solicitor might shed some light on that, but.
He's not going to agree with that.
Yeah.
Nonconforming would be prior to 1970 when the code was.
Well, that's the one of the questions I'd ask, whether or not your zoning codes came in after that to see if it would be. Again, being such a long time, we were kind of surprised to find out that this was an issue, but we do want to correct it so the next owners don't have that issue.
All right. Thank you.
Is that your question?
I don't think you'll argue with the CO being issued.
Okay.
Mr. Rickards?
I think you said it all. Proactive. I haven't heard that used, but that's good. You said that you inherited it, right?
That's
exactly
correct.
What happened. You inherited the problem also, so that's the reason you're here, to straighten it out.
That's mm-hmm. correct.
That's right.
Good for you, because you can't sell it when you have, the banks do not want.
We want to make
any
sure it's
violations.
Right, regardless of that fact. We want the people to come here and enjoy like
if you turn it over to your
years.
Kids or anything, you don't want them to have a problem, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
End of questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Murphy, no questions.
Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Sure. I presume no additions were made.
No, sir. It is the way it was when it was built in 1975.
Thank you.
That's correct.
I should mention, well, there was a storage shed that was put on in 1979. We actually do have the records of that as well. And it talks about the steps and the deck being there at the time.
But that was prior to your acquisition.
That's
property.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
We have it.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that the lot is certainly unique in shape. Since it has already been developed and has a certificate of occupancy, cannot otherwise be developed in strict conformity. I think the request is definitely necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And obviously it was not created by the applicant, but someone 20 years earlier. We didn't hear testimony that it has altered the essential character of the neighborhood, so I'm assuming that it wouldn't in the future or be detrimental to public welfare. And I think what they're asking for is a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion that we approve case number 11,966.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second it.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mrs. McGee that we approve case number 11,966. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mrs. McGee?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,966 is approved.
Thank you.